The Old Prophet. There was an old prophet living at Bethel. His sons told him about the young man of God from Judah and what he had done at Jeroboam's altar. The old prophet said, "Which way did he go?" He then told his sons to saddle his donkey. He rode down the road until he found the man of God sitting under an oak tree. "Are you the man of God from Judah?" "Yes, I am." "Hey, come home with me, and I'll serve you a meal." "No, I can't go with you. The Lord told me not to eat or drink anything while I'm here." "Yes, I know. I'm a prophet too, just like you. The Lord sent an angel to me and told me to come get you and provide you food and water. So come to my house." This was a lie, but the man of God went with him and ate bread at his house and drank water. While they were sitting at the table, the Lord spoke through the old prophet. "You've rebelled against my command. I told you not to eat or drink anything at this place. Because you disobeyed me, you'll die and won't be buried in your family's grave." After the two men were done eating, the old prophet saddled the young man's donkey. He left, and along the way, a lion jumped on the man of God and killed him. His body fell to the ground, but the donkey didn't run away. He simply stood by the body of the young prophet. The lion stood on the other side. Some travelers saw this and told the people in the town about it. When the old prophet heard it, he said, I know who that is. It's the man of God who disobeyed the Lord." He told his sons to once again saddle a donkey for him. He went and found the body. The lion was still standing next to it, as well as the donkey. Yet the lion hadn't eaten the corpse nor attacked the donkey. The old prophet put the body of the man of God on the donkey that was standing there. He took it back home and buried it in his own grave. He mourned the young man's death, saying, "Oh, my brother." He then told his sons, "When I die, bury me where this man of God is buried. Put my bones next to his bones. He spoke God's words against these idols and Israel's sin. Everything he said will come true."